Jeff Mason, president of the White House Correspondents Association, was awarded DW's Freedom of Speech Award this year. If anybody knows the ins and outs of the intersection between the media and the Trump administration, it's Jeff. WorldLink caught up with him to talk about what it's like to be in that war zone.
DW.
Well, it's not a war zone, but it is. There is plenty of conflict, for sure. The briefing room is, just to give people a sense of where that is in the White House, it's adjacent to and really part of the West Wing. So we are steps away from the Oval Office. We're steps away from where the president and his advisors work every day. And that space is very valuable to us. And in fact, one of the challenges that we faced at the beginning of the Trump administration was ensuring that we could stay in that room. Because that was a prospect that they raised with us, was of moving the journalists out. But we succeeded in staying, and that's one of a few victories that we've had.
The reason Jeff Mason was in Germany this week and not in the White House, it's because of us. Well, not WorldLink specifically, but Deutsche Welle, DW, Germany's international broadcaster, which we're part of. This is the third year of DW's Freedom of Speech Award, given to honour those who stand out in their fight to promote freedom of expression and human rights. Last year, the prize went to Sedat Ergin, then editor-in-chief of the Turkish daily Hürriyet, one of the few newspapers in Turkey that's critical of the government. Jailed Saudi blogger Raif Badawi received the award in 2015, and he's still behind bars. This year, the award was given to the White House Correspondents Association, and Jeff came to accept it. So why give a Freedom of Speech Award to a country considered a world leader in the concept? DW Director General Peter Limburg explained.
US-amerikanischer Journalismus hat mich immer mitgeprägt.
US-American journalism has shaped and inspired me. And now it's going through a, shall we say, a bit of a rough patch. The president is behaving like a king who has been insulted, and he equates the media, who won't suit him, to enemies of the people. In the short term, you've got to say that helps the journalism in the US. In any case, the attention is there, the click counts are through the roof, and the ratings of the news broadcasters are going up. And of course, the circulation, for example, of the Washington Post or the New York Times as well. But in the long term, there's a big danger that the trust in free journalism, and along with it in democracy, will be undermined. And that's why we wanted to set an example, and that's why we are presenting the White House Correspondents Association with the Freedom of Speech Award. We give this award as recognition for the free press worldwide and in the U.S., a sign of solidarity and encouragement for those colleagues who have the exciting task of reporting about the U.S. president and his policies.
The daily challenges posed by that exciting task are something Jeff Mason knows all about. He took up his role as president of the White House Correspondents Association in July last year, the final few months of the Obama administration. And though he says there are battles over transparency with every president, they've taken on a new quality with Donald Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer.
He will often spar with reporters, just like other press secretaries have, but the tone and the level of frustration sometimes from the journalists because of what we're hearing from him and from administration officials that sometimes doesn't jive with the truth, often does, but not always, has led to a fairly combative relationship between the two sides. It's worth noting that there's always been sort of a combative relationship between the White House press corps and the president that we've covered. I mean, and that tension is normal and healthy, and I think to be welcomed in a democracy. But we've certainly gotten a lot of attention for the fact that there's quite a bit of tension now, and that is certainly true, and probably is not something that's going to go away soon. The battles, to use the word that you're using, that we have had in the last 4 or 5 months are certainly not ones that we or I certainly would have expected going into this administration, and that has included the one I referred to about the briefing room. We had to push for making sure that journalists could continue to travel on the president's plane because President-elect Trump, or then candidate Trump, did not have journalists on his campaign plane. And we've just had to stand up to some of the very negative rhetoric that the president has employed.
Wer den Film und das Theater liebt, schätzt ja außergewöhnliche Auftritte, bizarre Szenen.
Whoever loves film and theater values extraordinary performances, heated scenes, and remarkable staging. Whoever believed that these things were limited to the movie screen or the stage, and in no way to the offices of an established democracy, now unfortunately knows better. In terms of presenting alternative facts, actors now have some serious competition. And journalists, disparaged as enemies of the people, are confronted with a declaration of war. All the more reason for us to treasure good journalism.
Umso mehr sollten wir zu schätzen wissen, was guten Journalismus auszeichnet.
That's German Government Commissioner for Culture and Media, Monika Grütters, who during the prize giving said that democracies can only defend against authoritarian and totalitarian attacks when freedom of speech is functioning. For Jeff Mason's part, he says it's humbling to be in the company of the two other DW Freedom of Speech Award recipients, one of whom's from Turkey, the other still jailed in Saudi Arabia.
We are very honored. It's not an award that we sought or expected, but we are also cognizant of the fact that the world has been watching what we do and what we've been doing over the last several months, that when freedom of speech is perceived to be under threat in the United States, that is a poor example for other countries where it is even more under threat or where the rights are even less pronounced than that we have in the United States. The U.S. Constitution protects freedom of the press. The First Amendment protects the freedom of the speech, which is the name of the award that Deutsche Welle is very graciously bestowing on our association. And that is a long-held value that our country, my country, has upheld. But it is not a given. And we have seen in the last year that you have to stand up for those rights, even though they are protected by the Constitution. And even in a country like the United States of America, which I think has been a beacon for free speech and for democratic values since its founding, is always moving and changing. And we as citizens, and specifically in my lane, we as journalists, have to be vigilant.
This report was brought to you by DW.